We move now to the Wire Rapper, where there's a Sophie's Choice style decision confronting the town of Carterton. Anyone who's been to that little town will remember that there is a glorious clock tower perched in the local square. It has drawn, it's written here, it's drawn favourable comparisons with London's Big Ben. Emil, I don't think so. But never mind. Nice try. A 2015 seismic report, however, identified the structure as being earthquake-prone. It's been under repair for much of this year. The important thing is not when it's repaired, but when it's finished, the real decision's going to be made. What colour is it going to be painted? Now, apparently, three options are going to be presented to a meeting. It'd be classic white and grey, a slightly more Gotham City-esque grey and yellow combination, and said to be a nod to its 60s heritage, and completely out of left field, a vibrant, vaguely psychedelic Woodstock-style rainbow combination, which begins at ground level with a violent magenta and bleeds at the crest into a sumptuous, bright orange. Believe it or not.
They're having a laugh.
Well, let's find out if they're having a laugh. We have the mayor of Carterton, John Booth, on the line. Good afternoon to you, John.
Good afternoon.
All right. You're not having a laugh, are you? You're serious about asking your ratepayers what colour they want in their clock tower.
We are indeed. We are very serious about it. I mean, at the end of the day, all ratepayers around the country have councils to consult with them about what they're doing, so that's exactly what we're doing. We're giving them some options, and that's very interesting, the reactions from many of the people. It's quite entertaining.
Were those three best options that you wanted to offer people?
Well, it went through a process with our placemaking group, and they worked through it over quite some period of time and then put those options up to the council, and they're the ones that we are consulting with our community.
What options have you had given that you haven't actually, or you aren't putting to the public?
Sorry, what was that?
I said, what options have been suggested for a paint scheme that you haven't put forward?
We put forward the ones that we were shown as the council itself, and we're quite happy with the three that have been put up, and that's the options that are available for the community to vote on.
Do you have a favourite yourself?
Not really. No. I mean, there's three there. There's the sort of one very similar to the existing, a light whitish colour. Then there's a darker heritage colour, and then there's the rainbow one.
Where does the rainbow one come from?
I think one of the members of the placemaking group, she suggested that colour scheme, it got favour with the group. So, forward it came through to the council as a recommendation to be one of the three options.
Well, technology being what it is, you of course can put up any lighting scheme these days. I mean, Sky Tower is regularly in different colours. Have you thought of actually, rather than wasting money on paint, which will wear out and get weather beaten, actually having a lighting scheme?
We're very cautious with our ratepayers' money, and lighting schemes don't exactly come that cheap. And I don't personally think paint's a waste of time and money. You can put something up, and then in a few years' time, if it's getting tatty or getting a little bit worn or people don't like it anymore, you can change it.
John, I wonder what would happen if the public response gave you the visual equivalent of Boaty McBoatface.
We would put up what they want.
You would?
We're democratic here in Carterton.
Okay. I've always thought that when it comes to great civic monuments and public works of art and all that broad area, the really best thing is to find someone who's got wonderful, inclusive taste, and give them the job of deciding.
The wisdom of crowds, obviously. Thank you very much for your time. That's Carterton's Mayor John Booth. Any suggestions for the Carterton people as to what they can paint their clock tower?